This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We are continuing on this live Friday transmission, taking your phone calls. And the suspense is intense, but really, I almost feel punch drunk from the fact that, wow, we're almost into Election Day. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 3 days, so it's 3.5 days. The rest of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then it is on. Speaking of on, we're going to go late into the night on Monday night, and then we're going to be live right through the evening on Tuesday. I hope Trump has such a landslide that they capitulate. But Pelosi has said Biden will be president. Trump will be fumigated out no matter what. We don't care what the election says. We're putting him in. And they've broken down the plan of how they're going to do that. They're just going to contest it and say, we say you didn't count these other ballots that we sent out everywhere. We're going to do it. And after she got caught going around without a mask and going to get her hair done and everything, now she wears a mask while she gives speeches. I mean, this is just a cult of crazies who had to use the scare of an exaggerated virus to get martial law in place. And now all these unpopular dictators like Merkel and Macron, they've all become dictators with the parliamentary system. Once they get in, like Hitler got elected, but once he got in, he used it to basically create the elections as fraud. So all these dictators worldwide are doing this. It's disgusting. Jacob in South Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, sir, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, former infantry marine and former law enforcement officer, and I just want to give my opinion on what Nancy Pelosi said.
Yes, sir. God bless you. Please give us your view, and thank you for your service to the Republic.
Yes, sir. I'm beyond angry, and what she's saying at the very least is seditious, and it's enticing a civil war. And I just don't understand. Where's the accountability? And
well, you just said it. They've gotten away with so many crimes. Why not just escalate it?
Well, she's pushing it there.
And notice Trump keeps saying to Barr and to Ray, arrest these people, but they won't do it because they're scared. I don't think they're even really traitors. They're just scared because, I mean, this is man's work right now, but at least Trump's standing up.
Yeah, I mean, we're living in a time of great iniquity. And the only thing I can think of to do is train my neighbors and the people I know how to use their weapons if it comes down to it. And I don't want it, and I don't want to stir fear with the people.
Sure, but you can't have communist Chinese say, we don't care if the president's elected, we're going to install our agent. I mean, you can't do that.
No, absolutely not. You know, it's not what I fought for, and I'm trying to protect this country. And
what are your other observations, Jacob, and what are your former colleagues in the military saying?
I lost contact with a lot of them, but mixed views. I mean, I've even talked to one guy, a veteran, who said that the Chinese roll in, he's just going to do what they tell him to do. And then I've also met, and that's just one, but most of the people I talk to, they're
so
like,
so you
no.
Talk to someone that said he'll follow their orders.
Yeah. Yeah. Surprised the hell out of me. But, so that element does exist, but 90% of the people I talk to, they're not going to have it. You know, we just have to get together and do what we can to protect our neighbors and our families. Our children can have a future.
I agree. Well, it's the globalists and the communists, the leftists, and the big tech guys that have been above the law that brought us this place through their insanity. Almost none of them have been in the military. That's what's so dangerous about it is you got to fear a bunch of military people in government historically because sometimes they'll come bad and take over, but not as bad as a group of untrained people who have corporate power who don't know about military consequences. So you got a bunch of people playing army that have taken our lack of resistance as weakness instead of taking it as restraint. And so they're really playing with fire here, brother.
Yeah, absolutely. And just one thing I want to say as well, you know, even back as far back as 2003 when I was in Afghanistan, we were finding brand new Chinese weapons in caves. And, you know, that never got any attention. So even back then, I was just like, what the hell's going on?
That's right. Let's be clear. You were basically fighting Chinese arms.
Yeah. Yeah, we were finding them in the caves, and the Taliban, Afghanis, whoever, they're all armed up with them. Brand new Chinese stuff, brand new Chinese weapons and ammo.
Amazing. Anything else you want to add, Jacob, or are you done?
That's about it, man. I'm done.
Thank you, sir, for the call. All right, 60 seconds away. Bunch of calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
The miraculous properties of turmeric have been admired and even worshipped for thousands of years by ancient civilizations. But with modern science, we know why turmeric is so popular. Its antioxidant effect, its anti-inflammatory effect, everything it does is simply amazing. And most turmerics out there are simply food products. They're 3 to 5% curcuminoid. But we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with a 95% curcuminoid level. And we have other organic products in there that accelerate it and bring it into the cells of the body. It's been sold out for months. It's back in stock. And despite that, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com is 50% off with free shipping and triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. If you haven't tried it, learn why it's got thousands of five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose. It funds the InfoWar.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like him.
Your women crying, look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday, October 30th, global transmission. While horses could not drag me away. Coming up at 3 p.m. Central, you got the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Then you have the special program we've been doing during the election. Election Countdown, 7 to 9 p.m. with Deanna Lorraine and the rest of the crew. We will have live election coverage Monday night, Tuesday night, and hopefully it's a decisive victory by Trump. But the Democrats and Pelosi have said they're going to say that Biden won no matter what. And that's what we're discussing right now. How do we respond to that? Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes joins us at the bottom of the hour. But right now, let's clear this board of these calls. There's 10 callers I can see right there and even more on hold below that. But we're going to go to Delilah. We're going to go to Tyler, D.C., Blake, Ian, Muhammad, Jimmy, Dave, Frank, Peter, and others. In the order the calls are received. So let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Utah. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. You strapped in for the next 3 months? It's going to be a bumpy ride.
I'm ready. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'm ready, yeah.
All right. Well, first thing that I wanted to get into today was I think that Trump needs to replace Barr with Giuliani. Giuliani's doing a lot more exposing the corruption with Hunter Biden. Barr's just kind of sitting back, not doing anything.
By the way, Giuliani first sought that position 4 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, I think he'd really be the man for the job. He has the attorney general experience, and he, like you said earlier in your show, he went after the crime families in New York, so I think he could get a lot done.
Absolutely. He helped bust him up.
Yep. The entire thing is, you know how Jack Dorsey keeps saying that he's not election meddling or anything? He literally just had something out on his Twitter when I logged in this morning saying the election might be delayed because of mail-in ballots.
Oh, yeah. They're all been putting that out for months and then admitting it's their strategy to put out the millions of ballots and then to hold it up and then to claim Trump's a fraud. I mean, this is going to happen. Now, will they succeed? I don't know, but they're going to try to execute this.
Oh, no doubt.
Ian, anything else?
Just November 1st, we need the silent majority to wake up. We're going to do Trump caravans all over the entire country, all 50 states. You can register to be a volunteer or just be a part of it on www.magadragtheinterstate.com. Let's make this a big one. Let's have our voices be heard.
It's beautiful. We're going to be out this weekend in the armored vehicle with Trump gear. And I see a lot of the crew today wearing Keep America Great hats because you've got to do it. You've got to exercise it in the face of people that have tried to intimidate us. and said we can't. I mean, when your country, you hear about college students kicked out, high school kids kicked out, people lose their jobs because they're seen wearing a Trump hat at the movies. This is, I mean, again, it's wrong to say black people can't go to a lunch line or to say, you know, that if somebody's Hispanic, they can't have a bank account. That's evil. That's wrong. That hardly ever happened in U.S. history, but it's happened. Imagine saying because you support Trump or because you're not anti-police that you can't have a bank account. Again, I've had a bank for 20 years here in Texas, Texas Bank, and they closed our bank account about a month ago, and I went in there to close it. I said, what about my kids' accounts? I got some Tutma, you know, college fund, emergency medical funds, not a lot of money, but, you know, bank accounts for my kids. And they said, we want no relationship with you or anybody in your family. Under jurisprudence and common law and everything else, you know, if somebody's dad does something wrong, though I didn't, you don't keep their children, you don't say they're guilty. But that's the left, man. These are dirty authoritarians, and people have decided to go along with it. And a lot of Americans have abandoned their birthright. And I was more than happy to leave. I just wanted to know. But they took real pleasure and just said, the directive here is no relationship with you or anybody in your family.
Straight up tyranny. And I'm just over not holding these people accountable for what they've done, because this is where we are now, for not pushing back and not holding anyone accountable for their crimes, and now they're just eroding all of our freedoms away.
Damn right, Ian. Thanks for the call. All right, next up, Peter in Denver. Peter, welcome. Go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
That's good to talk to you, buddy.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. So, you know, this is a pretty intense time that we're in, and I just have to say this, you know, we war not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, we are not in a flesh and blood kind of war. This is a new time we're in. It is really important that every Christian, and especially every InfoWarrior Christian, repent of everything that you can think of that the Holy Spirit would lead you to repent, and fast. We need to fast like our lives depend on it. And pray. And when we pray, we need to pray and pray with authority out loud against this in Jesus' name. This is the only way we're going to win. We're not going to win with guns. We're not going to win with strategy. We need God to step in and take this thing over.
I hear you, Peter, and I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right, up next after Peter is Blake in California. Blake, go ahead.
Hey, yeah. So I think old nasty Nancy Pelosi is angling to get her nephew made president, if she can throw it into the Congress, if she can.
Oh, yeah, Newsom, that little demon, yeah. Newsom.
Yeah, yeah, I think she's going to angle to get him elected. But how do we get around? So I've got an idea on getting around the tech censorship for this election and after, because you say they're going to probably be tightening up the internet censorship in the next few days and then the next few months, the next 70-something days ahead.
Oh, it's going to be hellish.
So jumping off of what a lady called in yesterday with the idea on the profile pictures. Now, I'm not too familiar with social media. I was never really interested in it, and I got bored back in the days of.
Sure. Well, that's where most people are now. That's how they communicate. So she was saying have an Infowars.com or an electionnight.news URL. Leftists won't recognize that, so they'll go to it not knowing what they're seeing. As the profile picture, I think that's a great idea. What's your other idea?
So people can post like videos and photos and selfies to these social media, right? So why do you have to stop with a profile picture? Can't you just like take a picture of any?
Sure, it hits keywords though. So if you describe it as Alex Jones or InfoWars, they will take it down. But if you say, look at this craziness, then the AI will match the photo and see you said crazy and believe people don't get the sarcasm. So the way to beat it is look at this piece of filth, Alex Jones. Damn him to hell, he should have no speech. They will leave that up because not just the robots won't recognize it, the soulless sociopaths that check it, they don't even know what that means. They don't get humor, you understand?
Yeah, but in the photograph itself, like just take a picture of a URL, so then it becomes encoded as a
absolutely. That's how you get around these guys. Look, how do you beat computers? When they're trying to hack a site, the site will pop up an image that says put in this code of deformed numbers and letters to get around a computer. So, exactly, just like we use images to beat computers hacking, we can use images to defeat their AI to get messages out. Absolutely. And their whole mission is to stop us communicating, so we should be spending time communicating. But how about painting Infowars.com on the side of a barn? Or if you're scared of that URL, how about newswars.com? How about flying an airplane with a URL on the side? How about just telling people, just a little bit every day has a huge effect?
Well, so who's a social media influencer out there who's got YouTube channels that are still up, like Watson and you know, Hannity, I don't know who else, like Tucker Carlson and you guys, create some videos, and I'll do it too, and we'll create, because people need to be taught how to do this. It's a new way of communicating through that people haven't really thought of taking pictures. Well, you remember like those military guys a few years ago when they were, the soldiers were saying they weren't going to go to war in Syria, right?
And so they hold up a piece of paper, cover their face, but still put it out. Yes. Communication is king. It is resistance. Everyone's got to do it now with only 3 days, 4 days of the election. Thank you so much, Blake. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. Alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and racing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
No flash bulbs.
No trophy, no flowers, no flash bulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns. And thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
He's going!
Cause he's going the distance.
Woo!
He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need.
Gonna be back with you.
Racing and racing.
Taking your calls here. Tyler in Wisconsin, he's up next. Tyler, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, first time, long time, Alex. And, you know, a long time ago, seems like a long time ago, probably wasn't that long ago, you said you were asking a lot of people, you know, what is the symbol of the time we're in? You'd answered yourself once. You said, you know, the symbol of InfoWars should be the human fist smashing a robot's face forever. And, you know, robots are one thing to us here in this material world, but to Satan, the deception is the robot is a perfectly possessed human being. And that's what's going on right now is the bottom line, the basic reality of what we're dealing with, the rest is fluff, is that Satan is looking to possess the world remotely, you know, and create a society where we do that nascently to ourselves.
That's it. It's a giant avatar takeover. You just said it.
Yes. And the solution is all of us educating ourselves on what exercises these demons and the stages of exorcism. And as you go out in the streets and you see this coming out of people, that's the demon still holding on to its subject. And your earlier caller said, our battle is not against flesh and blood. And we need to evict these demons out of these poor people and notice the signs and know how to do it and be soldiers.
By the way, it's real. It's like a computer program is running them.
Yeah, brilliant, perfect.
No, you're right. I mean, it's very robotic. It's like a transmission, and you go out, and they're like, I hate America, I'll kill the babies. And you're like, these are like business women and stuff. It's like it's getting worse. Something clicks in them. How do they exponentially, are they mesmerized by the TV? How do they get put under the spell? How do they become like this?
Now, this is the great work. And, you know, our enemy has the long game. Why our battle isn't against flesh and blood is because we were born into this battle, and these beings that are from another realm that human beings are starting to tune into, whether it's through DMT or TV or, you know, choose your poison. There's only two transmissions, and we only have one antenna, and we're either tuning into one or the other. And
oh, that's so heavy. Say that again. There's only two transmissions, and we only got one antenna.
That's right, and you're either tuning into one or the other, and you can't have one foot in each camp. We need to get in. You need to get right now, because that is what propels us forward. Because human beings, in the long run, is we're just one human being, and when we were born in ancient times to now, is that human being maturing to the point where God knows we're ready to take on the enemy in this fallen world. And that's now, and that's us, and we need to step up to the plate, realize that our enemies could all be fit into one room. We are the majority. We are strong. We are the info warriors. We are God's transmission on this planet, Alex. Ah!
Yeah! Love you, Tyler. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with people. I don't. You can call it demon possession, whatever you want to call it. I remember, like, getting in fights where two or three people were ganged up on me, and then, like, really getting angry. And then, like, this other thing took over me, and I was, like, behind it watching it, and it just wanted to destroy people and hurt them, and it totally enjoyed what it was doing and was very vicious. You call it an aspect of our human being, what we are, whatever it is. But I just remember, like, sitting back in my consciousness watching it fight. And it was just enjoying crushing people. And just, and in slow motion, just all of it, it was pure destruction. It wanted to destroy people. And you get around globalists, they don't really have that much of a fire-breathing effect, but they still have like the they want to wreck things, they want to do bad things. It's not like that came out of them in a fight for their life. It comes out of them when they're just like teaching a bunch of school kids or something. They want to hurt things. And it's very demonic, and it's not good. And that's why the enemy wants to get us into wars and stuff to try to trigger that in us and get us to make that connection. It's not good. All right, up next, we're going to the order of the calls are received. Appreciate everybody holding. Delilah in Romania. I should have gone to you earlier. I didn't notice you were in Romania. I apologize, Delilah. Go ahead.
I'm Delia from Romania. Hi, Alex. Such a joy to talk to you. Me and my husband are following you from 15 years now. And
well, I read Romania is really awake probably more than any other country in the New World Order. Why is that?
We're far away from awake, Alex. It's a nightmare what's happening here. I don't know. I want to tell you three things. I'm sure a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. So I don't know why the mainstream media here, probably televisions you never heard of, are trashing Trump. Like, I don't know. It's a nightmare. Yesterday they were writing on the bottom of the screen something like, Trump, the man who builds towers but destroyed America. It's so important this man wins the elections because...
Sure, so you're saying even your television is demonizing Trump.
Yes, like we are the one who will elect him. We have elections too in 6th of December. And this
well, tell me about Romania. Tell me about the COVID madness, the lockdowns in Europe, what it's like.
Oh, my God. We have mandatory masks everywhere. Like everywhere. Theaters, restaurants, clubs. You name it, schools are closed, all of them. This kid, I have two children, 16 and 11, and they weren't in school until June, and now they went for 2 weeks, and they're home again. And they are not super spreaders. I don't know, yesterday, they are keeping them with the mask on all the time, even when they go out. Even when they have to make sports.
That is so bad for them with the carbon dioxide.
It's incredible. From 5 years. And yesterday in a park here, a 4-year-old was beaten for another three kids. They were bigger, 7, 8. Because our president stepped out and said, be heroes, wear masks.
Sure, well, I know your president's not good, but I've read in general Romania and Hungary and places are really awake to the New World Order. The general public, I hear, is waking up. I think that's why they're trying to really put you guys under martial law.
The issue here, we only have 30 years of independence. We just stepped out of communism. But apparently, people enjoy communism because they are, I don't know, if you walk down the street, you will see other people really giving you a brutal...
All right, Delia, I said your name wrong earlier because the TV's 20 feet away and my eyes aren't as good as they used to be. Delia, stay there. Robert Barnes is coming up next, but I'm going to go back to you and have you finish up your call from Romania. Delia, bring some really good points. And Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyers on this for a while. And then we'll talk to Brandon, Muhammad, Jimmy, Dave, Allison. We're going to tell everybody the order your call comes in. We really appreciate you. Stay with us.
There are many references in the Holy Bible to the mustard seed. And why is that? It's one of the tiniest seeds out there, but a giant tree-like bush grows from it that produces more mustard seeds. Mustard was known by the ancients around the world to have amazing health effects. They didn't know why. Well, with modern science, we know it's one of the purest, cleanest, organic forms of selenium. We have BioTrue Selenium sold out for months, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com at 50% off, store-wide free shipping, and triple Patriot points. BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsStore.com is an amazing product, and it's even more amazing in that it funds our operation. But if you don't know about selenium, research it. It is an essential nutrient in the body that you absolutely have to have. It's back in stock, 50% off, triple Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com and with free shipping.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Yeah, here's our new single record from Highwayman 2 album.
Silver Stallion.
Silver Stallion.
It's Friday.
I'm gonna
October 30th, 2020. 4 days out. Unbelievable.
With not a mark upon his silky hide.
And teach him he can trust me like a brother.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
One day we'll saddle up.
One day we'll saddle up and ride.
Crank it up for a minute. Then we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We were supposed to be off the air by now.
Ride like a one-eyed.
We were supposed to have given up already.
Close behind. We're
gonna ride.
But it didn't work that way because we stood together. That didn't hide. That's reality. You did it. We did it. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman with razor blades and dice in her eyes. One more little piece of the song.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, razor blades and dice in her eyes. Just a touch of sadness in her finger. Thunder and lightning in her thigh.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
All right, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, smart historian. Smartest guys I know, joins us. Give us a little while, then we'll go back to your phone calls. You look at a tyranny right now. They are now announcing the contact tracing in Europe, the apps to travel. Now Michigan, other client states are doing it. The attorney general in Minnesota is saying Trump's not allowed to have a rally, violate the First Amendment. This is incredible. This is over the top. You have martial law being declared all over Europe. All stores to be closed, including places to eat, as people flee. What's the big picture globally? What's happening with the election? What should be done about this? Because we know the lockdown, the Democrats admit, Whitmer has said she wants to use it to drive us into not voting for Trump. I think it's backfired on them, but they're doubling down. Robert Barnes, what in hell is going on here?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely extraordinary times. I mean, what you're looking at in terms of the track and tracing that's taking place is they're now making it a condition, like in Michigan, of operating your business. You can't operate your business unless you become an agent of the state and track and trace your own customers for the benefit of the state surveillance. So it's surveillance capitalism that's taken a whole different angle and a whole different edge, where your condition of your business operation is being a component of this track and trace mechanism that's meant to control populations en masse. And while that's happening on the one side, you have the extraordinary big tech censorship and manipulation taking place in the election that's overt and open now. What is previously subtle and hidden is now clear for everyone to witness. I still think Trump will win the election. I think he'll win it despite all of these obstacles and burdens. And I think he may even win it by the kind of margin that will make it tough. I think it'll be outside the margin of fraud. I think it'll be the margins will be too big and too many key swing states for them to even successfully steal it. But people have to be prepped and prepared for a legal onslaught that will make Bush v. Gore look like a walk in the park. The team of lawyers, the army of lawyers that Democrats are amassing, and as Biden Freudian slipped and said, they had built the greatest voter fraud organization in American history. Well, that Freudian slip was very revelatory, and it's what the entire country faces, because if Trump wins, the press and the polling community that supports the press has already said that they're going to claim it was stolen solely because their bogus polls predicted he couldn't win.
Well, that's exactly where I was going next, and I should have pointed out you're not just a famous constitutional lawyer that's very respected, but you're also the guy, when you even go to Bloomberg, they say you're the biggest political bettor in the world, that you made $300,000 just in Ireland alone betting on Trump and an upset, I guess over $1 million total or whatever, on bets then 4 years ago. So you really do your due diligence, and I agree with you, landslide for Trump, except they're not going to concede, and now Pelosi came out and said, we don't care if Trump says he wins, Biden will be seated, and she said 3 months ago, we're just going to have our own inauguration and split the country up. I mean, these people have got a lot of chutzpah.
No doubt about it. I mean, they're attempting to allow ballots to be counted for days or even weeks. Pennsylvania, it's 3 days. In North Carolina, it's over a week. In Nevada, it's up to 2 weeks, where they can be counting ballots that come in after Election Day. So clearly they're building they're trying to make that margin of fraud as big and as broad as possible to make it as impossible as possible for Trump to win. So I think all of those dynamics clearly point to a problematic component for what's going to happen. And Trump's team and everybody behind Trump has to be prepped and prepared, because we're going to see a scale and scope of activity that we have not witnessed before.
And we know it's not going to be Democrats claiming that, oh, he cheated. They're going to claim, oh, minorities are angry. You stole this from Biden. And they're going to try to activate these Antifa, white, progressive intelligentsia types Most of them are academics that are Democrat Party operatives, you know, like the Senator Kaine's son arrested, all these top Democrats' children arrested out setting fires and things. They're intending to literally set the country on fire. I think all the things we've seen the previous year are only a beta test for the big move.
No doubt about it. It's a, we've been living through a real-life Milgram experiment, and there's an attempt to assert complete state control over the West. And we're seeing it in increasing scale and scope. And they, you know, they got away with a lot of what they did in the lockdown. They got away with a lot of these test and tracing experiments. So they're just going to unleash them on a different level. They let China open up that introductory mechanism of controlling the population in the guise of virus control. And they're just going to continue to expand it. And the one thing holding them back is the reelection of Donald Trump. The reelection of Donald Trump is the greatest hindrance to the ability of sort of the deep state apparatus to seize more control and more power across.
Absolutely. I still get a few people on the street go, is Trump for real? I mean, he really thinks he's the president. Does he make mistakes? Yeah, but he's actually being the president, and he's pissed off all these special interests. How would you quantify that for folks? Just because he's a real president and isn't out to get us and is a good guy doesn't mean we agree with everything he does, but clearly he is the president when a foreign group is taking control of the country and they're pissed.
He's the only person in the entire Western world outside of Sweden that's pushing back on lockdowns. I mean, so that gives you an idea for him. He's still independent. He still follows his own instincts. He still follows his populist guidance of what the working class voters have put him in there for. And he clearly, and you can see it in the degree of opposition. When big tech is willing to go to great lengths to censor information about Hunter Biden, they're only doing that because they believe that Trump is the greatest threat to their consolidation of power. The deep state isn't doing the shenanigans that they're up to, but for thinking that Donald Trump is the greatest threat to their consolidation of power. The massive donations coming in from Wall Street, Park Avenue, Silicon Valley, San Francisco, D.C. is it pouring into Biden's campaign because they think anything other than Trump is the greatest hindrance to their ability to control power. So whatever his imperfections, he is, from a populist perspective, the only obstacle to the establishment seizing and monopolizing control moving forward.
And let's define this from a Wall Street perspective, just using that as a keystone. There's many angles to look at this, but from that one, why would Wall Street, even though under Trump, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, they've all made the biggest profits in their history, why do they hate him? Because they like to create artificial contractions that kill continuity, that kill grassroots wealth and generational wealth for average people. To consolidate power, they use the stock market as a gyrating consolidation weapon, whereas Trump is using it as a rising tide raising all ships, which is a renaissance move they don't like. So they don't like the fact that he's not using the stock market as a weapon, but as an empowerment tool, and that shows how disgusting they are.
No doubt about it. I mean, the willingness to use a virus as a tool to seize power en masse and get a degree of social control no state outside of communist or fascist ever achieved shows you their willingness and readiness to use any tools at their disposal to seize and control the population. And the only thing stopping it is Trump. The only prevention is Trump. The only protection is Trump. The only protection against the virus of statism is Trump. And that is the great threat, great risk our populace faces as it goes into the future.
Robert Barnes, let's chronicle that when we come back. I mean, how? 8 months ago, this starts from China. Now the whole world's China. They admit the lockdown never ends. Bill Gates says 10 years. The UN says it never ends. I mean, we have to start saying no now. There's no doubt in pushing back because the handcuffs are going on.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Imagine hearing me read this headline a year ago. You think that's never going to happen. But now here it is. With only 3 days to the election. It's unfolding right now. President Trump says he's heading to Minnesota tonight, despite radical state Democrat leaders limiting his crowd to 250, citing COVID, but promoting Black Lives Matter, burning down major cities. Openly saying we can veto the First Amendment, even though federal and state courts have said they can't. It's so damn transparent. Keith Ellison wields power to restrict freedom of assembly, political opponents of Minnesota Trump rally. He also said, I played the clip already, I'm not going to play it again, that women shouldn't call the police when they're raped. Well, he's been reportedly raping women quite a bit. I mean, and you're like, this doesn't make sense, because they're crazy people. We're going to go to Robert Barnes here in a moment. He'll be with us next hour for 30 minutes. We'll take your calls then. You'll be on with Barnes, Muhammad, Manny, and Ed, D.C., and David, and Allison, and Harrington, everybody that's there patiently holding, Harrison. Separately, now is the time to support InfoWars. We're still on air, barely thanks to your support. I appreciate it. It's changed the world. But we've got supplements you need, X2, X3, or high-quality forms of iodine, different formulas. They both work differently. that are essential. Most people are deficient in iodine. It's an essential thing, meaning you got to have it to live. It's a game changer for stamina, libido, energy, everything. Get it. That's what I do for my immune system. InfoWarsStore.com. We got big discounts, 33 to 50% off on the two formulas. Free shipping, triple Patriot points. That ends Monday because supplies are low. That's the Black Friday comes in October special. We've got all these other great products like Turbo Force and Knockout, Extendawise, and Supernova Vitality and Kava Chill, Vitamineral Fusion, Ultra 12. All those prices go up on Monday, except Bodies and Biotree Selenium. Both of those have been sold out for months. They're back. Those are 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That'll be our new sale next week. I've already launched it. Ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. Read about what turmeric does for you. Find out why this is so special, and then try it out for your joints, your body, your heart, your mind. The antioxidant effect, the autoimmune effect is incredible. Biotree Selenium is all your electrochemical activities. I could be exhausted. Take some fish oil and some Biotree Selenium. Massive energy. It does boost your testosterone. Your hair will fall out. So what? The point is that yes, what I'm on Selenium. I'm on Bodies. I'm on X2. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, you just heard me lay this out. You were better than me. It's true. You and Gateway pundit Jim Hoft, 8-9 months ago, were telling me on air and off air, Jones, I know you're hedging your bet. You see the lockdown in China. This is overall a hoax. It's a bad flu maximum. They're counting deaths of other people. It's a UN operation. So what if it's man-made? That's so Gates can own it. This is going to be a permanent lockdown. They're going to use it to control people. And for about a month, I wasn't sure. I just give credit where it's due. You were ahead of me on that. You are the grand poobah, other than maybe Jim Hoff, but you have a legal perspective on what this really is. So spend time on what COVID is, what it's being used for, what we're facing, lockdown to, and what we should do to resist it.
No doubt about it. I mean, I think what happened was you had something that, we had the Asian flu of 1958, the Hong Kong flu of 1968. Both of those were much more lethal in terms and in a broader population of lethality than this flu is. And yet we've reacted in ways we never reacted to any virus in history, not even the Spanish flu. Did we shut down civil society, shut down economies, shut down all small businesses, prohibit, basically put everybody under mass house arrest. And that is, in fact, what we're doing on a recurrent basis across the West. Even when the World Health Organization and other people conceded that this was a bad medical strategy, we're seeing it unleashed again throughout Europe. We're seeing it unleashed again in parts of the United States because they love the power and the control that comes with it. So it's an experiment in social control, and they found that most people will comply. And that because they think most people will comply continuously and ceaselessly, they're not going to give up this power and their control once they have it. Just as when they figured out people would go along with the kind of invasive checks at airports after 9/11 only led to them accelerating and institutionalizing that control of the population, the same thing is intended now on a massive scale. And the next great risk, aside from additional and continuous and endless lockdowns, is forced vaccinations, is requiring people as a condition of employment, a condition of education, a condition simply of civil participation, probably even a condition of voting down the road, that you have to have accepted the vaccine from whatever government agency Fauci says is okay. And there's an internal divide as to what's going on there where Fauci favors his.
And this is literally the right to put in your body what they want, literal rape with the mRNA vaccines that in some tests 100% get sick, the other 80% that change the DNA of your cell, not even a vaccine, a totally new genetic recombinant deal out of Blade Runner or something. I mean, even in Blade Runner, they explain the real science that you try to change the overall operation of a cell's code that causes cancer or gives rise to an Aryan virus.
Well, exactly. I mean, we have never had a successful coronavirus vaccine in history, in medical history. There's very little evidence that of a successful flu vaccine over time. Its success rate varies by year, and it can often be more problematic than positive. The swine flu of 1976, famously a rushed vaccine that led to much more problems than the flu itself posed. So the same risk is present here, and we're rushing into it, and people are pushing into it for reasons of, it's almost like you could take a drug, and suddenly you call it vaccine, and magically it's blessed by God. and suddenly is now perfect.
Exactly. They've got vaccines that reprogram the brain with viruses that eat certain receptors. That's not a vaccine. That's a viral lobotomy. They're just calling new classes of nanotech drugs vaccines.
Exactly, because they found that they've been able to suppress dissent on the issue of vaccines, that as long as they just relabel the name of the drug, call it vaccine, people think it's something safe like a warm blanket for a baby in the winter, when in fact it's medical experimentation on human beings. And under the guise of vaccinations, under the guise of public health is how we got forced sterilization in the teens and the 20s, which ultimately was the intellectual breeding ground for the Nazi experimentation of the 1930s and 40s.
And then we got Tuskegee and everything came out of, not America, but the mad scientists in England and America. People go, well, why do you, I love America, but we literally created Hitler on record. They used that as defense in the Nuremberg trial.
Exactly, because they found it. It came from English and American. Once you embrace the ideas of eugenics and human experimentation, there was no moral or legal limits to where that could go. And we know it, where it ended up. It ended up in Nazi experimentation. It ended up in forced sterilization.
And so I want black folks and white folks to riot against forced inoculation, not because a cop might have shot somebody who's wrong. That you don't blame the whole cops for that. But you do blame a corrupt government with Bill Gates coming to shoot us up with dangerous stuff. And I'm not calling for violence, but I'm saying it's going to be legitimate, Bob, if they keep pushing this crap.
No doubt. I think it's something that the deep state apparatus underestimates. If they remove the ability to democratically check the excesses of the deep state apparatus, what options are people left with? It's not good options. So that's why we need democracy to succeed. We need democracy to survive. We need democracy to be sustained. And that means our courts need to be open and enforcing our constitutional rights and liberties. And that means Donald Trump needs to get reelected president, because otherwise we will face a statist onslaught of the kind we haven't seen anywhere in the Western world since the rise of fascism and communism in the 1930s.
You're damn right. Keep going here. We're going to take calls next hour, but I mean, this is such a naked power grab, and they're foaming at the mouth, but I see it as a sign of desperation. They're trying to act overconfident, and the UN and the globalists are pushing this because they're in trouble. I don't think they're doing this because they're strong, Bob.
No, I agree. It's a sign of weakness. Big tech knows more about what's happening in the election than anybody because of their algorithms, and yet they were willing to show the world their overt, open corruption and censoring the Hunter Biden
story. That's right. They wouldn't be intensifying under scrutiny if they weren't under orders and scared.
Exactly. There's no reason for them to expose themselves and show their hand unless their internal data shows Trump's going to win. So that means they have to manipulate all sources of information and all means of that information being distributed and dispersed. It's what we've been talking about for years. I mean, the reason why they used you as the template was to try to control and gatekeep information for this election and for this scheme. It's not because this election is also about their ability and their capacity to force vaccines on people, to force continuous lockdowns, to continue to stress the system and see how much social coercion and social compliance they can get out of the public.
Which they've all made record profits of consolidating and killing the local economy. I mean, this is literal genocide against the third world, physically genocide against businesses in the first world.
Exactly. We've seen a favoritism for the Costcos and the Walmarts against mom-and-pop businesses across the entire country and the Western world, and now they want to see how much experimentation they can get away with. So the only check on it is the American experiment of freedom and democracy, which will be tested.
I agree. Stay there. You know, and I don't want it to happen, but people are going to start experimenting on these big tech people with lead and with cold steel. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, we're U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, said it was legalized to do secret testing. We'll just call this secret testing then.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.